Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Howling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations.
We kept Nancy on just in case you wanted a howl. Now I'm going to take her off.
Yeah.
You lost your chance, Nancy. Hey, I want to introduce my awesome and beautiful wife on my awesome and beautiful birthday. And we talk about sacred animals here, which are relatives, and they're so important to everything, mm-hmm. not only the ecosystem, but just who we are as people. And all you people that were colonized way back when, you ancestors from way back when, feel and believe the same way as us natives. And Wendy's going to bring it home on the birthday show. Welcome, Wendy.
Yeah, hi, everybody. My name is Hanaji Hihani, and that means cares for them. As everyone knows, I was given that name by my Dega Curtis. He goes by Mashke Hanajinga, which means walks on white clouds. I'm a humane policy volunteer leader for the Humane Society of the United States, and I work on animal issues at the local and state level, and it's always my pleasure to do that. So before the show, I was preparing for a segment that I was going to talk about. I was going to be talking about India and the heat wave there. That's really, really bad. But you know what? I'm going to switch gears.
Whoa.
Yeah, I'm switching.
All that work you did beforehand. I'll
talk about it tomorrow. Oh, I really wanted, you know, as the show's going on and I'm listening, and I just really want to end with a really good note and something positive. So I want to let everyone know, again, it's Robert's birthday today. So I just want to give him some a shout out.
Yeah.
And I'm going to talk about animals and Robert. So I'll go way back, almost 21 years ago, right, when we first met. I had a cat named Clyde, and it was very, very important for me when I met somebody or dated someone that they would like my cat, you know, and I had... you know, broken up with people who really didn't care about the cat, like, you know, shush him away, or they were allergic to him, or whatever, you know, those were reasons for me to get rid of them. And when I met Robert, I asked Robert if he liked cats, and he told me he did. He said that he lived with a cat, but it wasn't really his cat, but he liked cats just fine. But when my cat Clyde met Robert, my cat fell in love with him, like literally, like Clyde boy, we used to call him, just really fell in love with him. I mean, Clyde would, you know, crawl up on his chest and sleep there. Yeah. And, you know, he was very friendly, and he really loved Robert.
You know, I remember that one time he talked to me. He talked to me a couple times. You remember what he said?
I do.
Yeah.
So Robert came to me one day. He's like, Wendy, this cat's freaking me out. And I was like, why? Because he's talking to me. I gave him fresh water, and he said, meek meow. And it sounded like thank you.
It was thank you.
But then he said something else, but to this day you can't remember what it said, but you said he said something else to you anyway. But Clyde was rare. He was a very special cat. He really was. And I just want to let everyone know out there that Robert has, I'm the animal person in the family, right? So I get involved in all these, you know, crazy things like, Robert, I really need to transport dogs. You know, we need to drive to Eau Claire, Wisconsin, I really want to do this. And Robert always supported me, and he'd be like, okay, you know, let's do it. You know, at first he was like, you have to do everything, though. You have to get the crates ready, and you have to drive, and you have to make sure we have gas, and you have to make sure we do all this, but I'll come along. But soon after, very soon after our first couple of transports, Robert was gassing up the car and getting the crates ready, and, you know, because he really enjoyed it. And, you know, transporting those dogs from Eau Claire, Wisconsin, which originally the dogs came from Indiana that day, and we were the seventh leg on this transport. You know, you were all for it because you saw them, you know, you held them, you put, you know, walk them, and you put them in the crates, and they were in the car with us for an hour and a half, you know. So Robert always really supported me when I said I wanted to do that. So, mm-hmm. and he helped me. Also, the circus, Robert, you said, right? So the circus is right, you know, they have animal acts. You know, I always right. want to petition those. I want to petition those, and I want to hold up my sign so that people walking in there maybe would have a glimpse of really what happens to these animals.
In the back room,
in the back
right?
room, and
or
they're being
traveling.
Trained. Yeah, exactly. So I would be like, Robert, I have to go, you know, petition on this, you know, the Shrine Circus or here at the State Fair. I need to, you know, go do this. Well, you know, do you want to come? And Robert's always been there side by side with me petitioning, and I really support it. Yeah. You know, and, you know, my tabling, I've tabled mm-hmm. over the years for the Humane Society of the United States, and you've always helped me, you know, schlep all my stuff and...
Well, we only have 3.5 minutes, but it's interesting that you bring that up on how we got this show. Do you mm-hmm. want to tell that story?
Oh,
or do you have
how,
time?
Yeah, how we got the show. So I was tabling at an event.
Show.
I was tabling at an event for the Humane Society of the United States. And right next to my table was AM 950.
Tabling.
Tabling at the event. Mm-hmm. And I was talking to the woman there, and I said to the woman,
It was Laura
from yeah. AM 950. And I said to her, you know, it's so funny. My husband's always talked about having a radio show when he retired someday, and he's right. going to have a show about baseball or something. Yeah. But he's going to be coming to watch the presentation mm-hmm. tonight. So when he comes, I'll, you know, tell him to come over and talk to you.
All right.
So you did, Robert. You went over and talked to them.
I think you... You didn't even say anything. You said, my husband's going to come over here and talk to you, and I bet. And he always wanted to do a radio show.
Something like that, exactly. So one thing led to the other, and they loved your idea that you pitched about having a Native American
Standing Rock was happening.
Yeah, so you show them the whole thing. But anyway, what happened was Robert was going to be doing the show like early in the morning.
Yeah.
So he didn't have to disturb me because he knows I like to sleep in and whatever.
Right.
But I kind of told Robert.
You didn't know that.
I didn't know that. But then Robert told me that. And I was like, hey, wait a second. If you're going to have a radio show and be on the radio, I want to talk about animals. Like you found the place talking to the radio show people coming to my event, so
right.
I want to be on the radio too and talk about animals. And you were like, oh yeah, that'll fit in, and I think that'll be great. So that's how it kind of
that's when we
morphed.
Were on Saturdays, and I didn't want to mess up your weekend because
right.
we were all working hard during the week. And mm-hmm. so the original show, which is our rebroadcast on the weekend here in the Twin Cities, is like it was 6 or 7 in the morning mm-hmm. or 7 in the morning, so we would have had a go out, and the show would have been done by 8 mm-hmm. and you would have probably still been up sleeping. So I thought, this is good. I can do the show. And then, you know, mm-hmm. so, but that's a great story though, because mm-hmm. he was like, hey, and remember, too, it's like, okay, you can talk about animals, sacred animals. We'll give you 5 minutes. Mm-hmm. Remember that?
Yeah. First, I think it was 3 minutes or a minute Ooh. Or something. Give a Ooh. Quick update.
Right.
And then it morphed into, okay, you have a whole segment now once a week. And now I'm on every day, and I have a segment. So at least 4 days a week, I get to bring awareness and talk about animals. And I appreciate your support of my passions. And I really appreciate it. And I wanted to wish you a heartfelt happy birthday, and wish you many, many more happy and healthy birthdays, Robert.
Yeah, I appreciate that. And I love you and the show and what happens when you connect the dots backwards. It's a beautiful thing,
mm-hmm.
you know. It really is. And so I just want to say that this is going to be a good year, and... you know, we got to keep fighting, mm-hmm. and our way of fighting is bringing knowledge and experts to the show that that can really inspire people. So I just want to say, Pini Gigi, thank you.
Free Leonard Peltier.